Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that family travel doesn't need to involve the whole family. Especially if you've got a bigger family, splitting the family up might make travel more enjoyable for everyone. So as longtime listeners know, I have 5 kids who currently range in age from 4 to 16. I love to do things with all 7 of us when we can. But as you can imagine, there are a few things that are truly fun for the whole family. That is even more true when you are mixing teens and preschoolers. We went to Disney World a few months ago, and that might have come close. But even so, one parent generally had to leave the parks earlier in the day with the younger kids, once they had had enough. But it turns out that family travel doesn't always need to mean the whole family. It is possible to split the family up and enjoy some time with family members and enjoy your vacations without having everyone always all together. For instance, over spring break, I took my 2 older boys to Spain. Because they are 16 and 14, they were able to deal with any lines and carrying their own bags and unfamiliar food and seeing museums. And if they woke up jet-lagged in the middle of the night, they could deal with it on their own. None of these things would have been true for my 4-year-old, which would have made it a much harder trip. And it would have meant I couldn't have done as many things that the big boys would have liked. My husband likes skiing. I do not like skiing. So he took our younger 3 kids on a ski trip over spring break. The little ones were able to do ski school, so my husband could ski solo or go with 1 kid at a time. I would not have been thoroughly thrilled going on a ski vacation, as I am not a skier. My husband wouldn't have been happy to not get to ski this year. I'm sure he would have enjoyed Spain, but he's also been to Spain, so it all worked out. It seems logical to me, but when I've suggested a split like this to some other parents of bigger families, they've sometimes been a bit surprised. I think sometimes we have a story that all vacations need to involve everyone. I get it, and we do sometimes take the kinds of vacations that do involve everyone, like a week or at least a long weekend at the beach. I know that families can also do day trips together. And then people will be less unhappy if it's not their favorite trip because, hey, it's only a day. But as long as you've got some time altogether, then you don't need to have all your vacation time be all together. I know one practical objection to this split is that paying for 2 trips might be more expensive than 1. Now, for some things, this isn't actually true. If airfare is involved, each person would have their own airfare, wherever they are going. If you're paying for food for each person, you are paying for it wherever they are going. That said, renting 1 bigger space in 1 place might be perhaps cheaper than paying for 2 smaller spaces in 2 places. Sometimes. You'd have to figure out the numbers, and then maybe make it up by doing something cheaper elsewhere. Sometimes splitting doesn't mean everyone goes on a trip, if you have one child who is significantly younger than the rest, you might wind up in a situation where everyone wants to go on a trip that just wouldn't be good with a toddler. If so, it is really wonderful if you have a helpful relative or two. Maybe grandpa or an aunt might be willing to stay with the little guy for a few days while the rest of you do something that would be terrible with a child under age 4. Or maybe one parent can stay, and if your normal childcare is still available for some of the time, that might not be too bad either. I have stayed with my youngest child while the rest of the family went on a ski trip during a different year, and we had fun doing local activities. That was a win for everyone. But I knew when I had a fifth kid, who was significantly younger than my older kids, that I would be dealing with this issue. It turns out I would rather have a fifth kid and get to do fun stuff with my big kids too, than hold arbitrarily to the idea that all family vacations have to involve everyone. Family travel doesn't have to mean the whole family. As long as everyone is having fun, it's all good. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.